start taking those small risks that lead to even bigger risks, because that's really where the reward comes from. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy, multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere, from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself, to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas, and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you, and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
And we're back
with another He Said, She Said.
Life has been chaotic. Should we give him a life update?
Yeah, that's bananas.
It's bananas. Like our dog, that's why we named our dog Bananas. It's because our life is bananas. Okay, so here we are, exactly 1 year from when we bought this home and moved to Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yep.
Paradise Valley, to be specific.
How has it only been 1 year?
I don't know.
It seems also like it's gone so fast.
It feels like it's been a minute.
Yeah.
And like it's been 2 years.
Yeah, totally.
But anyhow, the punchline is this. We sold it. And we are, what, 5 days from moving out?
Yes.
I cannot believe it.
And we haven't, like, because we have a little bit of PTSD from three
offers that fell
offers
through.
Offers falling through. We haven't been like, we've been noticing that we're like kind of, like we did not have a plan of where we were going until last night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, literally, we booked an Airbnb because we're like, oh shit. Like, we literally don't have a place to sleep. Of course, we have friends and stuff, but we're kind of like, I can't believe that we have gone this far without actually thinking past this.
Let that sink in how weird we are. So we sold our home and we didn't have a plan of where we're going to go next until yesterday, which is 6 days before we're moving out.
Maybe people don't get that. Like, we don't have a house anywhere. We don't have an apartment. We don't have a plan. I guess we're starting to get somewhat of a plan.
Yeah. Well, we know what homes we're going to make an offer on.
Yep.
In this area here. And then we're trying to pick at the same time which area in California we're going to split half the year in, basically.
Yes. Like, where else are we going to go half time? And I know that we love California, but we're also like, wow, is there other places out in the world that we could go? Which I think we're pretty clear, but at the same time, it's just so funny when some of your friends text you and they're like, you really should come and check this out. So maybe we will.
And maybe there's something to that, right? Like, maybe we should be checking other places out before we stick our stake in the ground in you know, another place. Who knows?
And it's crazy. You know, I put this out on social media because I was like, you know, we didn't even want to say like our house is sold because we were a little bit like, we were a little nervous, and that's so not like me. Like, I am all about manifesting and speaking it into life. And I just noticed how, like, you know, you have three offers fall through. You're almost like, well, maybe I shouldn't say anything. Maybe I don't want to jinx it. And we started getting on this conversation of how I haven't wanted to say anything. Cause he was like, what do you want to talk about? And I'm like, well, should we talk about this? And I was like, but I don't want to jinx it. And we're like, wait a minute. That's
like, what's
all
happened
we
to
do
us?
Is speak things into life. So if we want it, it doesn't mean that if things fall through, it's because you said it out loud and you jinxed it. In fact, I think it's quite the opposite. I think the more that you speak life into it, it's going to happen. That's how you manifest, is by speaking into life first. So the very first way that things come about is a thought. The next way is to have it come through your mouth and speak it to somebody who can, the right person, the right people who can hold you accountable as well.
And you have to feel it, right? Mm-hmm. So first it's got to be a thought. Then you got to be able to speak it into existence. But then you also have to put yourself in the feeling of feeling what it's like for that thing to follow through, for that thing to happen. But it's funny because, guys, we've always spoken everything into life, right? Mm-hmm. Mantras, meditation, you name it. And
dreams,
all of a sudden,
everything.
We found ourselves, like that's been our secret sauce. And all of a sudden we found ourselves saying, oh, we don't want to jinx it. We're like, where'd that language come from? Where did that fear come from? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were raised by a generation where they say that, right? They're always like, oh, don't jinx it. Or if you say, oh, good, this is in the bag. They're like, oh, now you jinxed it. And I think that generation didn't understand yet the power of manifesting and speaking things into life.
Mm-hmm. Your brain will go to where you tell it.
Yep.
And, you know, when you're speaking things like with Light Pink, I had to first think it, talk about it with Chris, talk about it more, add more color, add more layers, add more flavor, add more people to the vision. Who's going to be a part of this? And then you start bringing it to life by telling it to people, talking to it or talking to people about it. Mm-hmm. And I just think about how there's no way, you guys, I really want you to think about how when you get a concept for something, like right now, Chris has a concept about an app. Mm-hmm. I had a concept about
a beverage company.
And I had to raise money based off of a concept. Mm-hmm. So what if I had this idea that I'm like, well, it could fail. I might jinx it if I start telling people what I think is possible. Oh my God, ain't nobody raising anything, no money, nothing. Nobody's going to get on board of any vision if you're like, well, I'm not really sure if this will work out and I don't really want to say anything yet. How many times have you heard friends say that? I have this $1 million idea or I have this huge idea. I can't tell you how many times I've heard this, but I don't really want to say anything yet. Why? Why? Because you want to miss out on the network that you're coming in contact with right now? Why? Because someone might say, who do you think you are? Like, what has your past said that you can do that? No, it's like the quicker you speak it into life, the faster people have been like, oh, I know somebody who I can intro you to.
Amen.
Okay. So you don't know, you know, you don't know what to do next. Oh, I know somebody who could give you your first step. Oh, I know a contact that could actually help you get, put your deck together. I know an attorney who can help you learn how to raise money. Like, that's how this all came about is because I was like, oh my gosh, this is it. And if I don't speak it now, then this is going to disappear on me. And if we really want to talk about how I believe visions work, it's a vision will only land on the person for a short amount of time who is willing to be the vessel to carry that vision through. And if you mess around, if you F around and you say things like, I'm not going to speak this into life and I'm not going to do it, you don't take action, that vision, you will then see it come through someone else.
I just realized something as you're saying that. If you don't speak something into life, then it is automatically dead by default.
Yes.
Think about it. If you don't speak it into life, then it is already dead on arrival.
Yeah. And it's literally a clear sign to that vision, to you, the universe, to your mission in life, to whatever you believe, if God grants you, you know, your vision or however you believe that comes through. It's like saying no to it. It's saying, I don't believe in it. I know I got this, but it's literally shutting it off because it's asking for life. It's asking for that breath of life, and that breath of life into your vision is for you to speak in. We are taking a quick break because clearly you are a podcast lover, which is why I can't wait to tell you about my friend's podcast, which is a awesome pick-me-up that you need to subscribe to. Y'all know I am a health nut and business junkie, and one of my favorite places to get all my wellness hacks and entrepreneurial motivation is my friend's show, The Angie Lee Show. She's a dear friend of mine who has seen so much well-deserved success and has such valuable advice to offer. You guys, she's a college and corporate dropout. I love that so much because she's proof that no path is linear, and she believes that curiosity is your compass. What began as a health blog in her college dorm room blossomed into an international brand that helps thousands of women. The Angie Lee Show is for the dreamer, the multi-passionate, the creative, the curious, the ADHD, the go-getter, the side hustler, and the ambitious. Angie has a refreshing take on entrepreneurship that will make you both laugh and cry tears of relief. If you have a dream tugging at your heart, which I know you all do because you listen to this podcast, but you're not sure where to start, this podcast is the perfect place. Recently, Angie has been talking all about ADHD and how so many entrepreneurs seem to struggle from it. Getting diagnosed later in life, her mission to normalize ADHD is beyond admirable. It's not a conversation many people are open to having. You can always count on Angie to bring light to those taboo topics. Every week, she's going to give you hacks to crush it as an ambitious woman, find your purpose, optimize your energy, and turn your ideas into income. You can find Angie's podcast wherever you get your podcast and search The Angie Lee Show. Follow her on Instagram as well at The Angie Lee Show. You will absolutely love her infectious personality as much as I do. You guys, let's get back to the show.
I saw this in action once. Okay. You know this super sexy holiday guide that you just came out with for Light Pink? I saw this in action. You spoke it into life by bringing up, hey, here's the company I want to build. Then you spoke into life who you want as investors. Mm-hmm. Then for a while, you weren't reaching out to your investors for help. And I said, babe, you got to go speak it into life, like, and ask your investors to for help. Mm-hmm. And you did. And they, correct me if the story's wrong, came up with this idea to put together this epic guide. Your investors did, right?
Yep.
Was it Boss Babes?
Yep. We all came up with it together, but they came up with the initial idea of like, what about a guide? And that was completely how that came about, is everything starts as an idea. Everything starts as just this thought. Everything starts as, you know, what we call from our friends, Rob and Kim Murgatroyd's stupid idea time. Like, what would happen if, and you just follow that train all the way down. And if it lights you up, if it excites you, if it gives you energy, that's the train that you need to follow.
Sorry, Bananas is over here eating this bully stick and I was trying to take it away from him. And you caught me in a moment where I was like, oh, Lori's talking. I can grab this bully stick right here. Do you guys know what a bully stick is? Not to take a weird left turn.
No, just leave it right there.
It's a giant dried out bull dick.
It is.
And I look at this thing, it's like 2 feet long. And I wonder—
he gets jealous.
Where does a bull like that roam? That guy deserves a stage or something.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of them out there. So
where can they get the holiday guide, by the way? At this point, it'd be shameless not to plug this. I mean, guys, I'm not kidding. When I saw it, I gasped. And that's like not a man thing to do, but it's freaking awesome. What is it, babe?
It is, so you can go to lightpink.com. And what happens is you get to enter a sweepstakes there. And when you enter the sweepstakes, I'll tell you all about it in 1 second. When you enter that sweepstakes, it triggers the guide to go to your email. So the sweepstakes is worth $2,800. You can win this incredible, stunning tablescape. You guys, the glasses, the silverware, the dishware, everything to like set up your perfect holiday and 1 year supply of Light Pink. And when you enter that, what happens is you get the holiday guide in your inbox, which then has exclusive discounts to incredible gifts, like the best gifts you can think of for everyone in your life, the guy in your life, all the girls in your life, you know, just these beautiful businesses that support women, women-owned businesses, small businesses. You get a free preset so that you can make your Instagram and all your holiday pictures look freaking amazing. There's free memberships, monthly memberships to powerhouse women in there, which is absolutely insane. And all of our investors' top picks. I'm telling you, these are the most coveted gifts of the year. These are my favorite things that I own in my house, in my closet. Like, these are the things that I would say you cannot go wrong with, which is going to make your shopping so much easier. And I'm telling you, pour a glass of rosé or sparkling water, whatever your jam is, and literally just indulge. This is totally linked up. We have exclusive discounts you can't get anywhere. And it is all of my favorite things, from beauty to home to wellness, all of the stuff.
So like everything they need for holidays, mm-hmm. period, whether it's gifts or how to decorate the damn table, yep. is in this guide.
Yes.
And it was collaborated on by the best of the best, everybody in your network.
Yes. It's so beautiful. It's just even fun to look at. Like, if you don't know what to wear, I linked you all up, girl. Like, you're going to love this.
So it's at lightpink.com, L-I-T-E, as in light and calories, L-I-T-E, pink.com. That's where they get it.
That is where they get it.
And it's freaking free, the best price on the planet.
Freaking free.
Freaking free, Bob.
Freaking free, Bob. Why?
All right, guys. Well, listen, follow along. I mean, if you like peering into our life, Lori and I are about to figure out where the hell we're going to live. We're sitting here with a gigantic profit that we're grateful for and homeless. Wait, does this make us the wealthiest homeless people ever?
It might.
All right. Well, it's gonna be an adventure. We'll see where we land.
All right, you guys, as always, we're so grateful for you. And, you know, I just want to say, I know that you follow along on Chris's podcast, on my podcast, and truly, you know, there's so much work that has gone into our mindset of just money and abundance to be able to even take a risk like this. because truly when you have the abundance to be able to do it, you get a lot more opportunity. And I just want to remind you that money creates choice and it creates opportunity and it allows you to take risks where before we may not have done this because we wouldn't know, you know, if it was going to happen, where we would go, what we would do. And that's the one thing that we keep on saying is just this reminder of how important it is to do the work, put in the work, take the risks, you know, start taking those small risks that lead to even bigger risks because that's really where the reward comes from. So we are right alongside of you, scared shitless, just as we should be on this life adventure. And until next time, we will see you next week.
Love and appreciate you guys.
Bye-bye.